For many people, this is open enrollment season for health insurance, and it comes at a time of uncertainty about the fate of the Affordable Care Act. Joining me now to talk about options for those shopping in state and federal exchanges is Julie Rovner of Kaiser Health News. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. First, the enrollment season for the exchanges is shorter this year. How long is it?
Well, in Maryland and Virginia, it ends on December 15th. That's where it ends for most of the country. Some states have elected to go longer. The District of Columbia has elected to go longer, so you have until January 31st. But for most people, the middle of December is the end of open enrollment this year. That's half as long as it has been in years past.
How do the health insurance options differ in the three jurisdictions?
Well, of course, if people were paying attention, there was this big fight, the president and Congress, over these cost-sharing subsidies for lower-income people. But what ended up happening is that those subsidies were canceled, and the amount that insurers need was laid on top of some of the plan. So it's really, really, really important to go in and shop this year. Even if you had a plan that you were happy with, that plan might not be available next year, or it's premiums might have gone up dramatically to cover for these payments that the president canceled. In some cases, if you get a subsidy, if you earn less than 400% of poverty, it's about $48,000 for an individual, you probably have great deals available because those subsidies went up.
So whether it's Virginia, Maryland, or D.C., the number one takeaway is shop around.
Absolutely. And these are people who buy their own insurance either through the healthcare.gov exchange or through the state exchange in Maryland and D.C. or outside the exchange, but who don't have an employer to provide them health insurance.
And of course, long term, there's a lot of uncertainty around the future of the Affordable Care Act and the future of health care more broadly. This week, Republicans in Congress said they're putting a repeal of the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate into their tax overhaul bill. With all the uncertainty, how does that affect the choices people are facing around our region?
Well, for right now, the insurers are pretty much locked in for 2018. So there's every expectation that if you sign up for a plan for next year, you'll have that plan for next year. What happens after that is anyone's guess. As you mentioned, Congress is still trying to, if not outright repeal the law, at least dramatically change it. We have no idea, A, whether they'll be successful, and B, what those changes will look like. They may try to cancel the requirement that people have health insurance or else pay a fine. But for now, at least at this moment, in theory, if you don't have insurance going into next year, you'll have to pay a fine with your taxes the year after that.
And is there a sense of whether all the uncertainty is going to affect the number of people signing up?
So far, what we've seen is that people are signing up faster than they have in years past. You know, it will be hard to know whether this year will stay even with last year or exceed last year until we get closer to the end. But at least so far, enrollment has been quite brisk.
And what about all the other people, people who perhaps have insurance through their employer or otherwise? What do they need to know going through the open enrollment period?
Well, of course, open enrollment for employers happens at different times of the year. Here in the D.C. area, we're about to be in open enrollment for federal employees. So that's a lot of people. They've been largely unaffected. In fact, everybody with employer insurance has been largely unaffected by the changes that were made to the individual market by the Affordable Care Act. But it's always good to, you know, to review your options. Things get added every year. Things, you know, plans change, deductibles, out-of-pocket costs, premiums do change. And, you know, it might be that you've been happy with your insurance over the years, but there might be a better plan for you out there. That's what open enrollments are for. It's for you to look at your options and figure out what best meets the needs of you and your family.
That's Julie Rovner, Chief Washington Correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Julie, thanks for joining us.
You're most welcome.